Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There was a time not so very long ago when video games actually arrived fully formed on hefty cartridges or discs. There was no prospect of releasing patches or fixes after the fact, and the release title was the final product, because it had to be. Today, the industry is rather different. It's rare to find a AAA title that doesn't launch with a day one patch, require bug-squashing updates, or see a DLC expansion down the line. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 worst things video games made you pay for. Number 10, Metro Last Light Ranger Mode, a difficulty setting as paid DLC. Metro Last Light is an experience quite unlike any other. While gritty and gory FPS games aren't exactly thin on the ground, this 2013 sequel to Metro 2033 expanded on the original's success and dialed up its oppressive atmosphere even further still. The Metro titles balance visceral shooting action with tense survival horror elements, and an extra mode is available in the second game to emphasize this to the fullest, and that's Ranger Mode, in which the focus is on realism. In Hardcore Ranger Mode, no HUD of any sort is available. The player is restricted with the amount of weapons they can carry, and a single hit will kill both the protagonist and his enemies. This is an excellent addition, of course, the ultimate challenge for experts who want to truly test themselves. The only issue is Ranger Mode released as paid DLC, costing £3.99. Number 9, Metal Gear Survive, an additional save file. Metal Gear Survive is a curious series offshoot that launched in 2018. Emphasizing survival elements and zombie-esque opponents was the furthest thing from the fanbase's desires. But the microtransaction-heavy business model was even more of a misfire. The game employs a currency it calls SV coins, and while this sort of thing isn't new to the series, there's one specific use of these coins that really rankles. The player is stuck with the avatar they created. Those wishing to try something new or even just use another save slot are out of luck, as the single save initially available is tied to the character. You'll have to pay for the privilege of creating an additional character to the tune of 1,000 SV coins. This will cost a significant sum, as IGN reported at the time. $9.99 was the going price for 1,150 SV coins at launch. Number 8, Harry Potter Hogwarts Mystery, specific energy costs. As Harry Potter fans will know, both Ron Weasley and Harry himself may have perished at the hands, or rather tendrils, of the Devil's Snare Plant in the first installment without Hermione Granger. They were incredibly lucky that mobile title Harry Potter Hogwarts Mystery wasn't set during their time at the magical school, because it could certainly be time-consuming to escape Devil's Snare in that game. Now, granted, it's unfair to single out Hogwarts Mystery for its energy system, pay to purchase more energy or wait until it recharges before playing any more, because those systems are common in free-to-play mobile titles. However, the sheer infamous brutality of this particular moment is without parallel. The encounter with the Devil's Snare occurs early in the game, and tugging at the vines is an energy-intensive process. The visual of your avatar struggling in the midst of the deadly plant is one that will stick with you, and though more activities were later added to help replenish this energy, such as interacting with in-game pets, this is one of the worst examples of forcing microtransactions around. If I remember correctly, everyone I know, including me, also got stuck at this exact same point, so it became a bit of a meme. Suffice it to say, I did not return to the game. Number 7, Dungeon Keeper Mobile, resetting timers to play again. Many longtime strategy fans will fondly remember 1997's Dungeon Keeper. This PC management title casts the player as an unseen keeper, developing and maintaining an underground lair with the help of recruited minions. The goal was to wage war against the heroes of the surface world, who invade in an attempt to stop your evil plans. 2014 mobile reboot Dungeon Keeper, with EA at the helm, also proved to be a microtransaction machine. The crux of the classic series gameplay was in tunneling through the earth to make empty space, which was claimed by imps tile by tile and then could be built upon. Not only does the mobile iteration employ a strict timer for such digging, but the Horned Reaper advises even makes insulting jokes to the player about a polarizing system that will remove said time requirement. That being real-life cash, of course. Peter Molyneux, producer of the original title, put it best in an interview with the BBC on the mobile title's launch in 2014, saying, "This is ridiculous. I just want to make a dungeon. I don't want to schedule it on my alarm clock for 6 days to come back for a block to be chipped." Number 6. The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. Horsama. Now, there's no denying that the Elder Scrolls series can offer tremendous value for money. These are deep, involved, and beloved RPGs, which players can tackle again and again using different classes, builds, general approaches, roleplay characters, and so on. The issue is, as many times as the games, Elder Scrolls V Skyrim in particular, have been re-released and repackaged, there's always a money-making opportunity lurking below the surface. In the case of the Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, the much-snarked-on horse armor comes to mind. This notorious and meme-worthy addition to the game was one of the first examples of microtransactions in gaming, a stylish cosmetic that, per US gamer, was priced at 200 Microsoft points, around $2.50. The horse armor's release caused a bit of a sensation in the worst of ways. The term horse armor still sometimes used to describe frivolous and/or pricey DLC.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Number 5. Asura's Wrath, The Ending. Of course, it's very common for games to offer multiple endings, and this tends to be a very good thing. It encourages more playthroughs, making different decisions and following alternate paths. Asura's Wrath, however, offered a true ending that was locked behind a paywall. The non-ending of the base game, a cliffhanger in which Lycha may have survived Asura's brutal pummeling of its core, didn't satiate fans' hunger for answers. No sequel for the action title would come along to right this wrong, but DLC shenanigans did instead. The Episode 4 Nirvana package consists of 4 episodes. Episode 19, The One Behind the Curtain, Episode 20, The Key to Victory, Episode 21, A Rude Awakening, and Episode 22, A Life Well Lived. To see Asura embrace his mortality 870 million years later, now that's an ending, the Nirvana DLC had to be bought. While the extra content is a thrilling, worthy ride, hiding a satisfying ending within it was a shady move. Number 4. Mega Man 9, a difficulty setting. As the Mega Man series legions of fans will tell you, these games are nothing if not challenging. The mainline series proudly offers some dastardly level design, insta-deaths, pits of mundo, hard-as-nails bosses, and boss gauntlets. Still, it's exactly these traits that keep fans coming back for more. 2008's Mega Man 9 was a digital homage to the classic games, offering a retro Blue Bomber experience with just a few mod cons to mark it out as a contemporary release. It was well received and truly evokes the spirit of the original games, but those wanting an additional challenge would have to open their wallets again. Post-launch, it was supported by budget DLC packages, offering simply extra modes. Along with Endless Attack, a sort of survival mode on an endless stage, both Hero Mode and Superhero Mode were added, at 100 Wii points each per Nintendo Life or equivalent. Challenges and ranking are unavailable in these modes, which dial up the intensity of the enemy distribution. Again, these options added a lot of replay value for many, but something so simple may not have warranted a price tag at all. Number 3, Resident Evil 2 Remake, Pay to Avoid Playing. Those who've been gaming for some years now will probably wistfully recall a time when they played for much longer than they can now. What with adult responsibilities, it can really be hard to rack up the hours like we used to. For some publishers and developers, this sad fact represents another money-making opportunity. The paying for instant access to things that can be unlocked through normal play concept appeals to the impulsive, the time-strapped, and the impatient. And 2019's Resident Evil 2 Remake offers the opportunity to do just that. The $4.99 per polygon all-in-game rewards unlock DLC gives instant gratification in the form of the outfits, artwork, and the Tofu Survivor and the Fourth Survivor scenarios that are otherwise the game's unlockable extras. This is all very well, but the original Resident Evil 2 couldn't have dreamed of offering such an option, and the experience really revolves around tackling those scenarios and enjoying the experience for different perspectives. Number 2, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Doom Slayer, as a costume. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate boasts one of the most incredible rosters in gaming history. Prior to Super Smash Bros. Brawl, it was difficult to imagine Mario, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Solid Snake appearing together, but Ultimate has thrown an enormous range of eclectic characters into the mix besides. From Hero of Dragon Quest fame to Minecraft Steve, Banjo-Kazooie, and Kingdom Hearts Sora, the game's last DLC fighter, Sakurai and his team really seem to pull out all the stops. Nevertheless, to extend the cast even further, some popular picks were reduced to mere Mii costumes. Ahead of Sora's reveal, many seem to expect the iconic Doomslayer to be released as a fully fledged fighter. This furor continued before several of the previous fighter reveals, and Doomslayer's reveal as a Mii Gunner outfit proved devastating for many fans, perhaps more so than previous Mii costumes. It's available at a budget price, but it's just not what so many ambitious fans were hoping for. Number 1, Mario Kart Tour, a full-priced game as DLC. Again, free-to-play mobile titles are hardly strangers to the microtransaction concept, but this particular transaction certainly had nothing micro about it. Mario Kart Tour is an admirable effort to bring Mario Kart to the mobile market, but its controls take some time to get to grips with, and it clearly revels in its free-to-play status. The game has seen a huge number of content drops since its initial launch in 2019, with a number of time-limited tour events offering special characters, such as Mario Santa for the 2021 holiday tour. A familiar gacha system is firmly in place, but premium-priced content packs are also available to help your luck along and get your hands on the more popular characters. Infamously, the Diddy Kong pack arrived in October of 2019, offering the iconic little monkey a quick ticket and a windfall of rubies. The egregious thing about this? Per Eurogamer, it was priced at £38.99. This, as many pointed out on the pack's release, is more than a copy of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on Nintendo Switch would set fans back, a move there's simply no justification for.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.